Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, as Mr. Announcer Man said, Joey Burgoyne. And joining me this morning is a longtime friend, Mr. John Lyman of Lyman Orchards and CEO of the Apple Barrel. I'm just throwing that in for you, John. You know, it's a big title to have for the Apple Barrel. Thank you for joining me today.
Good morning, Joey. How are you today?
We're doing great. And Mother Nature's been treating you guys pretty good lately.
Yeah, it's been a pretty good summer, and the crops are doing well, and you know, we're now about into our real busy time, you know, peach season, and apples are just starting, and you know, we'll be into prime time when we hit September and October. So yeah, we're pretty excited and ready to go.
So what is, I mean, if people are listening to this, what is available to come and pick right now?
Currently we've got the peaches and we have some early apples, we have pears, then, you know, we'll be getting into the fall apples here shortly, and our pears will continue through September. We have Asian pears, and the peaches will actually go through most of September as well. We have some late varieties, and so really September you can pick apples, peaches and pears, and even some pumpkins toward the end of the month.
I think one thing I've never gone and picked is pears. I've never thought of pears. I'll have to check that one out.
You're missing out. You're missing out, especially the Asian pears, which are sometimes they're called apple pears because they're round, and they're really juicy, and they're very popular. There's not a lot of places that grow them and have them for pick your own, and so we get a big turnout for those.
So now one thing, you know, in past we talked, and you guys have, not just you, the Agriculture Society as a whole in Connecticut, lost the pear crop, or not the pear, the peach crop a few years back. How has that bounced back?
Really well. It was 2023 that we froze out. The crop was frozen out during the winter. And last year, it came back in a big way. We had a huge crop, which you'd expect because the trees had all that rest and they were ready to go. And peaches generally will bear every year. So this year, we came back. We got a nice crop. And, yeah, if we don't get the real cold snaps in the winter, usually we're pretty consistent with our peaches, and this year's crop is no exception.
Cool. So, I mean, we can look back to how we had a very wet spring. I think it rained every weekend for as far as spring was concerned. How did, like, the blueberries, strawberries, things like that do this season?
Yeah, you're right. It was that darn weekend pattern that we hate because we get our biggest turnout on Saturdays and Sundays. So it was pretty much 13 straight Saturdays where it was impacted by rain. So it did impact us on the strawberries. We lost some strawberries that didn't get picked when they should have been picked because of people not coming out because of the weather. Blueberries have done okay. Raspberries did pretty well. We kind of got out of that pattern toward the end of June, and then had really a nice stretch of weekends, nice weather on weekends now, and hopefully that'll continue right through September and October.
Mm. So, you know, one thing, we're in that season too, not picking, but we're getting lost amongst the fields of sunflowers. How is this, you know,
yes.
Tell me about this year's sunflower maize.
Well, we're excited. It's been a really good maize season so far. Our theme is Sesame Street, which has always been popular. Elmo's part of the design. And, there's nothing like walking through the sunflowers. You know, we've got 350,000 blooming sunflowers. And not only in the field of the sunflowers, but you've got the vista of the orchards behind. And it's just a great experience. And so we've been really enjoying it. And we're We're going to be going until the 24th of August. So if you haven't come out to Sunflower Maze, be sure you get out here.
So now the Sunflower Maze will be wrapping up shortly. You know, odd question. What do you do with all the sunflowers after the fact?
Well, we just harrow them into the field as, you know, it's good organic matter, and then we put a cover crop on to hold the soil through the rest of the season and over the winter.
Uh-huh. It's just a thought. Maybe you can do like a pick-your-own sunflower after the maze is done.
Yeah, well, the way it works out is that usually by the end, most of the sunflowers are kind of at the end. So, you know, we try to stretch it out with different varieties and, you know, it's basically a 4-week season.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it works out really well, and again, just kind of put it right back into the soil.
So then, one thing, you know, the sunflower maze ends, and opening up right shortly after that is the corn maze.
Yes, that we're opening weekend this year is at Labor Day weekend. It's always Labor Day weekend, and so it's the 30th of August. And we'll have that open all the way through till the first weekend in November. And this year's theme is Connecticut pizza. We're celebrating the fact that Connecticut pizza is the best pizza in the world. And we're, you know, Connecticut's made that claim, and we're celebrating it.
And one thing cool, it's not, you know, it's not just doing this for people to come out and enjoy the farm. You guys do this maze for a reason.
Yes, we've since we've been doing the corn maze, started in 2000, we've been donating $1 of every ticket sold to the American Cancer Society, and we're at $800,000 since that time that we've donated, or our customers have donated toward that. So it's you know, they do great work, and then starting in 2020, we started donating 50 cents. Of every ticket sold to Connecticut.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Cancer Foundation, and they do great work as well.
That's awesome. Now, you know, maybe we can get a little, no pun intended, dirt here out of John. Is there like a secret escape for these mazes, or once you're in, you got to figure, does John have a back door if he's doing the maze?
Well, you know, this is full transparency. We do have some emergency exits if you have to get out. But we, you know, don't despair, because we have corn cops in there to help you navigate through the maze. So you're never going to get completely lost. You may get spun around a few times, but other than that, you'll get through fine.
And that's the thing, you're outdoors. Just enjoy the outdoors, people. Come on.
Oh, it really is. It's just nothing like it. It's, you know, it's good old fashioned fresh air and great experience for the whole family. And we find that, you know, all ages just have a good time together.
Yeah, and that's one thing, you know, starting that weekend when the Corn Maze opens, kicks off the Corn Maze and Cider Donut Festival. There's nothing better than a good cider donut from New England area. There's nothing better than a warm cider donut, John.
Joey, the number one item, you mentioned the Apple Barrel, the number one item at the Apple Barrel is the cinnamon cider donut. It's unbelievable how many we sell of those.
That's all. And I, God bless the bakers. They just have to be like, we're tired of making donuts. But it is.
Can't keep them in stock.
There's something good about you know, either a hot cup of cider or a cup of coffee or cocoa and a nice fresh warm cider donut. Nothing beats that.
Yeah, we make a whole lot to start the day, and by the middle of the afternoon we might be running a little lean, but we're still making them. So what, there are people in line waiting for those warm donuts coming through. And, it's quite a sight to see.
I mean, during that time, there's more than just the maze going on, according, looking at your schedule here at LymanOrchards.com.
Yeah. Now we've got, again, the fall is our busiest time, and we've got so many things going on. And you know, the experience of being able to go out into the orchard and pick, go to the maze, go to the store, you know, and get your, not only your donuts, but also your pies and, you know, whatever else we got in the store at the time, it's really the trifecta. Everybody, you know, likes to go to all of them, and it ends up being a great afternoon or even a full day for people.
Yeah, whether it's, you know, you got face painting, yard games, there's food trucks, you definitely have to keep on top of the schedule. Like I said, LymanOrchards.com. And one of the things, you know, you have the farm, you have the apple barrel, you have the mazes and stuff like that. How's the golf doing? Like, do you guys see an uptick when Travelers is in town and, you know, summer's here, so kids are kind of getting out there? How's the golf course and the other activities going on?
Golf has been having a really good season. We definitely get we see some positive influence from the Travelers. You know, obviously very big tournament, brings Connecticut up into the forefront for a lot of people. But we've had a really strong golf season. Our junior program has been really doing well this year. So we got a lot of new golfers coming into the game. Our intent is to get them to really understand the game and make it a lifelong pursuit and something they can enjoy playing throughout their whole life. And the weather's been good and the course is in great condition. So it's another activity you can do here at Lyman Orchards.
And that's one of the things, the weather has been good. We've discussed many, you know, trials and tribulations of being a farmer in New England, whether it's flooding or freezing. And people are the same way. People don't want to go out if it's too hot, if it's too cold, if it's too wind. Like, the weather has been fantastic the few weekends, so there's no reason why people can't get down there. And one of the other cool things I'm looking, it's kind of near and dear to my heart, seeing how it's from Bristol, and I love the owners of this place, the Bristol Bazaar, is doing the Traveling Bazaar, coming to you guys on September 1st this year.
Yeah, that's been a great event for us. It's been here multiple times, and we look forward to them coming, and people just really do come out for it. It's a lot of fun.
It's so cool. I mean, it's like a little traveling fair, like their own little traveling fair. You got the home goods. Karen, her husband, do an amazing job with that place. You know, like I say, if you've never visited here in Bristol and it's a trek for you, but you're down by Lyman Orchards coming up on September 1st, you can visit the Traveling Bazaar down there at Lyman Orchards. Again, so many things going on. If people need more information or have missed something or their pen ran out of ink while we were talking, John, we'll head them over to LymanOrchards.com. That's LymanOrchards.com. Got all the upcoming events, what fruit is in season for picking, how things are looking. So, John, thanks for joining me this morning. I appreciate it as always.
Joey, it's been a pleasure. And, let's think apples. And everyone should have at least 2 apples a day. So for your health, just keep eating apples.
And if pears. Like, I got to get out there and try some Asian pears now. I'm trying to think of different recipes. So, John, thanks for joining me this morning, because it's places like yours and all the other farms going on right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.